Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include European audiences find magic and inspiration in Shenyun. France, revision of bioethics law aims to curb forced organ harvesting and organ trafficking. Chinese Communist regime censors spread of information about the Wuhan virus. NYU Falun Dafa Club shares the practice at Spring Club Fest. German practitioner, Falun Dafa allows me to return to my true self. And Australia, introducing Falun Gong at Chinese New Year events in Adelaide. Now for the stories.
European audiences find magic and inspiration in Shenyun. Two of Shenyun Performing Arts' seven touring companies presented 20 performances in four cities in Italy, the United Kingdom, and the Netherlands between January 17th and 29th, 2020. Councillor Dylan Brown, Mayor of the London Borough Hammersmith and Fulham, saw Shenyun perform in London on January 17th. She said, "The performance was out of this world. It was mesmerizing. I've never seen such color, such beauty, and perfection. I also adored the screen behind the dancers. It was magical. That's all I can say. I absolutely could not have enjoyed the evening any more than I did, so I thank you very much." Award-winning playwright Natasha Gordon enjoyed the Shenyun performance in London on January 23rd. Ms. Gordon said, "It is magical. It sort of goes beyond. Everything about it is really mesmerizing. It is gorgeous. The way you receive it, it feels like you're part of the experience, which is fantastic. It's a lot to take in for one evening, so I'm still processing it. There will still be elements of it that I will be processing when I wake up in the morning or even in my sleep tonight. But it was just a wonderful way to have a very rare opportunity to see these stories being retold in such a magical way." Jan Martin van Rouge, a conductor, attended Shenyun's performance in the Netherlands on January 29th. He said, "I am a music conductor. What I see, everything is perfect, spot on. With the movement of the dancers, with the music, I like it very much. The integration of music, dance, and visual effects, I am very happy to be here. The integration within the tradition of Chinese music, the usage of instruments of the West is phenomenal." Shenyun continues its world tour with upcoming performances in Cologne, Germany, Ulsan, South Korea, Mobile, Alabama, Lakeland, Florida, and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
France. Revision of bioethics law aims to curb forced organ harvesting and organ trafficking. A revision of France's bioethics law advanced to the Senate in January 2020 when four senators submitted a bill to establish a registration system for French citizens who receive organ transplants abroad, and to track the source of the organs. Awareness of forced organ harvesting and organ trafficking has recently increased in France. To draw attention to the law's revision, Falun Gong practitioners and human rights organizations rallied outside the Senate building on the afternoon of January 23rd. France signed the Council of Europe Convention Against Trafficking in Human Organs in November 2019 and became the 25th signatory country of the treaty. Agnès Buzyn, France's Minister of Solidarity and Health, said, "The treaty stipulated that it is a crime to take organs from living or dead bodies in Europe and the rest of the world. This is a principle that France will defend, and we legislate our laws accordingly." Many senators expressed their concern that Falun Gong practitioners' organs were being forcibly taken by the Chinese Communist regime. France's proposed system to register all overseas transplants is the first in Europe. If the law passes the French Senate, it will advance the management of organ transplantation throughout Europe. Senator Esther Benbassa said, If there is no system to track the source of organs, there will be an illegal trade of organs and many other unethical behaviors. Drawn by the rally, many passers-by voiced their opinions. Charles, a college student studying economics, said, "Those who forcibly take other people's organs ought to get the death penalty. The Communist Party doesn't care about human rights. We should not depend on China. We should not agree with what they've done. We should not support those who violate human rights."
Chinese Communist regime censors spread of information about the Wuhan virus. In response to the surging infection cases of the coronavirus outbreak in Wuhan, the Chinese Communist regime tightened control of the news media and the internet, allowing only the official narrative about the outbreak to be circulated. According to videos posted online by netizens, most hospitals are still overcrowded and many patients don't have access to medical treatment. Meanwhile, the crematoriums in Wuhan are working around the clock, often burning over 100 bodies each day. The official death toll reported by the communist regime, though, is only 1,016 as of February 10th, leaving many suspecting that the real number could be much higher. Frustrated with the lack of transparency about the outbreak, many Chinese are criticizing the government, expressing their anger, and sharing firsthand information about the epidemic on social media. But the Chinese regime proved to the world again that it has zero tolerance for criticism of its handling of the virus. On January 22nd, a netizen with a family named of Bu was arrested and detained for 3 days for publishing a big post on the Sina social media site, saying that 444 infections and 17 death cases had been confirmed in Hebei province. All the data he sent was from the official source. On January 25th, a netizen with the family name of Hai in Jining City in Qinghai province was arrested and detained for 10 days for sending a message on WeChat saying that all local taxi services were being suspended in the city. According to the Washington-based Chinese Human Rights Defenders, at least 325 citizens were arrested between January 22nd and 28th for allegedly spreading rumors, creating fear, or disrupting social order with their online posts. Most of these people were detained, fined, and reprimanded, and their comments and articles were deleted. Some had their social media accounts permanently closed. The Chinese Central Propaganda Department has also ordered that all media coverage in China about the coronavirus go through a strict approval process.
NYU Falun Dafa Club shares the practice at Spring Club Fest. New York University's Spring Club Fest was held at the Kimmel Center in downtown Manhattan on January 29, 2020. Welcoming NYU students back for the semester, the festival gives them an opportunity to find out about all the clubs available at the school. Members of the Falun Dafa Club at NYU participated in Club Fest to share the practice, a mind-body cultivation discipline based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Many students expressed interest in the Falun Dafa Club. More than 50 students signed up, wanting to learn more. Practitioners and members of NYU's Falun Dafa Club talked about the practice, explained the persecution of Falun Dafa in China, and handed out flyers and paper lotus flowers at NYU's Spring Club Fest. The following day, January 30th, the Falun Dafa Club held its first meeting of the spring 2020 semester. After a presentation of the peaceful practice, the new students and club members learned and practiced the five exercises together.
German practitioner, Falun Dafa allows me to return to my true self. Every weekend, rain or shine, since 2003, Bridget, a German Falun Dafa practitioner, has been talking to Chinese tourists about Falun Dafa at Cologne Cathedral and helping them quit the communist organizations. Her compassionate words, kindness, and sincerity have touched the hearts of many Chinese. 20 years ago, Falun Dafa renewed Bridget's life and allowed her to find her true self. When she was 25, Bridget's health began to decline. She thought she was going to die young. Bridget tried everything, including expensive supplements, natural therapies, herbal medicine, and spiritual practice. Nothing worked. Instead, she felt weak and lost. In the summer of 2001, Bridget read a short article in a magazine about the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of Falun Dafa. The practitioner's silence deeply impressed her. "I immediately wanted to learn more about Falun Dafa," she recalled. Bridget thought that she'd have to travel to China to learn about Falun Dafa. But one day in downtown Cologne, she saw a Falun Dafa banner. She couldn't believe her eyes. She went over and listened to a practitioner's introduction. She was thrilled to know that she could learn the practice in her own city. At that time, her health was quickly getting worse. Bridget began to do the Falun Dafa exercises and read the books. She noticed that she felt stronger and no longer felt drained after work. Her asthma disappeared. Next, her other allergy symptoms lessened and eventually disappeared. She also became more outgoing, even though she was still shy. It was no longer that difficult for her to talk in front of people. She said, "I'm so happy to have found Falun Dafa. It's a miracle. Dafa has given me a new life. I'm filled with gratitude." In 2003, Bridget and her husband joined other practitioners to clarify the facts about Falun Dafa to tourists in front of Cologne Cathedral. She couldn't wait to tell everyone she met about the benefits of this spiritual practice, and she especially wanted to tell Chinese people, "Falun Dafa is great. The persecution shouldn't be happening." Bridget knows the Chinese people long for the truth. She hopes they won't continue to believe the CCP's lies, that they learn the truth about Falun Dafa and the persecution.
Australia, introducing Falun Gong at Chinese New Year events in Adelaide. During the recent Lunar New Year festivities, Falun Gong practitioners in Adelaide participated in several local events. They introduced Falun Gong, raised awareness about the 20 years of persecution in China, and collected signatures on a petition to stop the atrocities. During the Lunar New Year, practitioners went to Chinatown on 3 consecutive weekends to wish people a Happy New Year and introduce the practice. They set up an information booth and distributed handwritten Chinese calligraphy, New Year calendars with information about Falun Gong, and handmade folded paper lotus flowers. Rooted in the same traditional culture as the Chinese, the Vietnamese community also celebrated the Lunar New Year. Practitioners attended the 2-day New Year event hosted by the Vietnamese community. Many people had stopped by the information booth and signed the petition to show their support for Falun Gong. They also expressed their appreciation for practitioners' efforts to tell them about the persecution in China. Joe Zakax, Member of Parliament, was invited to attend the event. When practitioners spoke to him about the persecution in China, he was shocked to learn about the state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience and signed the petition calling for an end to these inhuman acts. He encouraged practitioners to continue raising awareness about the issue and said he would like to help. He said, "It is very important to let people know what's happening in China. I will try my best to let other federal members know about it." Jennifer Rainkine, a former member of parliament from Adelaide, has met with practitioners in her office and been very supportive of Falun Gong. She informed other members of parliament about the persecution and hopes that Australian practitioners will meet with more people to let them know about the unjust treatment faced by practitioners in China. She signed the petition to express her support and had her photo taken with practitioners. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.